Hey everyone, I'm Jason.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Duffy. Together, we are You, Me, and Duffy. We're three friends that know a little about a lot and everything about nothing.
Come join our kooky conversations.
We talk nerd and geek and pop culture across all mediums,
all while sharing a drink.
Search for us on social media. You know, that thing that the kids are doing.
We want to hear from all of you.
So if you want to know which one of us can only poop at Space Mountain,
which one of us is a never nude,
or which one of us wants to be a supervillain,
then catch us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts or your podcatcher of choice.
Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.
And as always,
you know what they say.
2 seconds. 2 seconds when I started playing before it went off the rails. Out the door, around the corner, over the bridge. Now it's at home in bed, not even caring what we're doing.
Greetings and welcome to the third episode of Season 2 of Lore and Disorder, a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and if you have been away for a while, here's a little bit of a recap on what happened last time.
Our marshals were duped into a meeting with Cornell Oathusk under the promise that he would in fact be the three sisters of Mossy Cobble, come to settle the debt that they still owe to James Maddox. He gave them 2 days to prepare for an inevitable duel, to pay the price for what they had brought to the kingdom of Lornistria through misguided plans last year. When they did not show at the designated site of the battle, he found them in James's bar and called them out with one of James's closest friends' children dangling from his arms. And now we head back to the battle.
And that's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. So please, if you have any questions, comments, issues, or you just want to have a chat, you can like us on Facebook, you can follow us on Twitter, or you can send us an email at lawanddisorderpodcast@gmail.com. We also have a website that you can find more about us and all of our other sister podcasts at thatsnotcanonproductions.com. And we want to thank our patrons. Thank you so much to our patrons. And if you want to join their ranks, just head over to patreon.com/lawanddisorderpodcast and you can find out how. And now it's time to get on with the game. Welcome to Law and Disorder. I am your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and playing at the table tonight we have
Nick playing Black Patty,
Miranda playing Gwen,
Isaac playing Jack Ma,
a super disabled Sebastian playing James,
Dashbold playing Jack playing Dashbold.
There we go.
And it's a not super disabled Sebastian playing a super disabled James.
I was just about to ask about that.
I caught it and I just like, oh, well, it's fine. It's
good. So what happened last time is the gauntlet was thrown down by Cornell Oathusk, who has come back to avenge the crimes your party has committed against the kingdom of Wilnistria. He handily disposed of James, who teleported up onto the roof with him.
Free wizard.
He summoned a Tyrannosaurus Rex in full plate armor, jumped onto the back while still maintaining hold of a half-orc three-year-old, screaming to the night sky, and his squire, on his warhorse, disdainfully turned up their noses at Black Patty lying on the ground underneath them, spun and galloped away.
Yeah, run away, you bastard.
Initiative falls to James, who has a Tyrannosaurus Rex standing directly over him as he is prone on the ground and Dashbold kneeling by his side.
I cast dispel magic on the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No.
I need to know if he's making a save so I can fuck with him.
Well, he will be making a save, but you'll fuck with him.
Excellent. He rolls a 2 on his save.
Yep. And the T-Rex disappears.
You put so much effort into that, T-Rex.
Cornell Oathusk, though surprised, sticks the landing and holds the child out to you, James, and says, do you have no respect for a child in distress?
You just jumped off a building with him, which was much higher, so...
I am confident in my abilities.
Well, obviously, I'm saying you landed on a moving Tyrannosaurus Rex fine. I figured you'd be fine here too. I give you credit.
He throws the baby attention. At you.
I...
Roll a dex set. Dexterity save.
Dex dodge.
Dex check.
An 8. Oh, wait. Save? Yeah, it's an 8.
Yep. Okay, so the child thuds up against your chest and you make a grab for it, but with only one arm, it falls to the ground, hits its head on the pavement, it's unconscious.
Jesus, dude. This killed the baby.
The one's non-snow part of the ground.
Well, now he's a jerk.
There's still rocks underneath the snow. It's not heavy snow.
Yeah.
It's horrible. You just threw a baby.
You have to edit that out.
I did. I also kidnapped a baby.
Yeah, I know you're a fuckwit. What's wrong with you?
I'm going to kill you, James.
You've
That's
changed.
Fine, but leave
and
the babies alone.
Black Patty.
How far away is he?
Yep, James,
from you?
Yep.
40 feet.
Bonus action, dash. And I will try to stab him.
Okay.
My dagger. Oh, my God.
Have you used the inspiration?
6 and 6. So, 15 to hit?
A 15 won't hit.
Have you used the bardic inspiration? Husk.
Yes, I have.
On initiative. That's where you used it. I remember now.
That's a good one.
Yep. Okay. Well.
Okay.
Shit.
Worst place
all right.
To be.
The mercenaries run out. However, they do not engage this turn because they do not have enough movement. But they basically form a line in the middle of the street with their weapons drawn.
To pay extra for full movement.
They move their full movement, yeah. But if they move up and engage, they basically
like
he gets a hit on all of them.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
But I like to think there's like a package.
Do you have anything cheaper?
Yeah. Oh, well, we can move 5 feet around.
Dashbold, it is your initiative.
Heat metal.
Is it a save? I need you to tell me these things because I don't know what you're going to do beforehand.
I don't either. I do.
It was very, very ready on your tongue. I know, everyone's looking at their character sheets. It's very intimidating.
I can't figure out what the hell we're doing.
Choose a manufactured metal object. You cause the object to glow red hot. Any creature in physical contact with the object takes 2d8 fire damage. Until the spell ends, you can use a bonus action on each of your turns to cause this damage again.
So no save?
There's only a con save if they're holding on to it to let go of it.
Oh. If the creature is holding or wearing the object and takes damage from it, the creature must succeed on a constitution saving throw or drop the object if it can.
If it doesn't drop the object, it has disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks. So that means because he saved, he didn't drop it or he did drop it?
Didn't.
So he has disadvantage.
Yep.
On attack rolls and ability checks. And that's a con spell for a minute.
Sure.
That's not bad. There's no save to actually avoid it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And cast that as a third level spell, so it's 3d8.
Okay. So you want to roll the damage?
So it's all 8? Yeah, I'll do it. 8 plus... Do I add anything to
no,
it?
No, it's just
the
dice.
8.
Okay. Anything else?
And attempt to move away. Am I in attack of opportunity range?
Yes.
Yay. Can't do anything with a bonus action, can I?
Healing word.
Already cast a spell.
True that.
Yep. There's nothing I can do.
Play your instruments. Not for any like benefit, just because you're a bard.
I'm playing my instruments, yeah. Oh, bardic inspiration to him, because he's right behind him.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
Playing my music all the time.
Pons.
Yes. All right. Fantastic. Time to get into action. All right. So is Patty standing nearby?
No, he's next to the paladin across the street.
Oh, he's next to the paladin. Even better. That's exactly where you need to be right now.
That's where I wanted to be.
All right. Fantastico. All right. So, well, I am absolutely furious that he's tried to harm a child. Very, very mad.
It's not your child.
Doesn't matter. I am going to just tell Sir Tatterface, the ghost in the sword, that there is a man about to commit acts of horrendous atrocities and injustices. And I'm going to attack with my crossbow.
Okay. Roll the hit. Where are you from inside the door?
Yeah, well, there's windows in the old place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to stand at the window and shoot.
Okay. He does have partial coverage because of the five men standing between you and him. Also, Black Patty standing next to him.
That's fine. I ignore half cover.
Wonderful.
Don't shoot Black Patty.
I'm not.
Or James, you could kill him from this range.
Well, I'm going to take my first shot at him. Ooh, that's does a 15 hit?
A 15 does not hit.
All right. I take my second shot at him. Does a 17 hit?
No, a 17 does not hit.
Is it a shield?
No.
Oh, that's something. Probably doesn't need it.
And that's all I can do.
All right. Gwen.
How far am I from the baby in the snow?
60 feet.
You could dash there.
I could dash there and I will. I dash to the baby in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that in relation to...
Right next to James.
Okay. And I'm going to put... use an action to put up the High Chief Bulwark.
Okay.
And turn it into a wall.
Okay. And that gives both you and James full cover, correct?
And the baby.
Yeah, well, yes.
How big is this thing? Can I walk around on my turn?
Yeah, yeah, it's only 10 feet across.
Well, I picked the baby up and, like, wrapped it into my...
Sure, I'll let you use your bonus action to do that.
Yeah. And then I'm going to use my action surge to basically have another turn.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not close enough to attack, am I?
You would have to move out of cover, but you can attack. But that will, you won't be able to move away. And that means if he attacks you, the baby could get in the way. Because you now have a baby on your front.
Gwen, get the baby back in the house and come back. I got this.
No, give it to James. He can do it.
No, I really don't want to hold it with my what I'm about to do.
So I leave James behind the shield wall.
Oh, shit, the baby.
And use my action surge action to dash back to the house with Bay.
Okay. You do that and you lay it down gently inside.
Just like a rugged pass.
Defoe!
Cornell's turn.
Oh, this will be fun. Is it?
Ooh. It's stab that full time.
I hope so. Let's see if we're in the background.
Does a 14 hit you, Dashball?
No. 15?
That's unfortunate.
No.
Yeah, he swings at you and you dodge out of the way. But then he...
deflect it with my new shield.
Looks directly at you.
I don't like...
And you see something just click over in his mind and his eyes go blank with rage.
Oh, that's never good.
The time where the mate... Me killed his king.
Get
out of my house. What's with the D100s? You don't need those for a gnome. You know what? I just rerolled.
Why are you picking up more dice?
Because his sword is glowing red hot.
Ooh, searing smite.
No.
Flaming smite?
Heat metal.
I meant his armor.
It gets everything.
Oh.
He's all metal. So that, do you have any damage resistances?
To fire?
Yes.
Nobby does. You know what? He jumps in front of me the last minute and gets cut in half.
He doesn't. You take 36 points of slashing and radiant
damage.
That's
just the first attack, right?
That's the only attack that hits you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's okay.
And then you take 12 points of fire damage as well.
36 plus 12.
Then you're going to need to make a strength saving throw, DC 17.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's going to forget. I fail.
As you are knocked prone, as he stands on your chest in his red-hot glowing boot, is it on his turn or your turn that he takes more damage?
My turn. I have to like renew the fire, like I play music and then like the fire like flares again.
Okay.
Otherwise we just go down.
James.
I have an idea, but this could go so bad.
Oh, those ideas usually do, James.
I know.
Especially with exhaustion.
I'm just gonna... What's his armor on his face like?
A helm.
Like, I can see his face though, or is he fully... Is it down?
It's down. Yeah.
But there's gaps for like...
Yeah, breathing and seeing. And yes.
Vision, yeah.
Okay. He's on dashboard.
Yeah.
This is a terrible idea.
I'd do it then.
It'll be really good if it works. Like real good.
Then do it.
So let's see if it's a, sorry.
Don't look at me like that. Just tell me what you're doing.
Okay, I'll wait. I'll give it a turn before I do it. I'm going to bend down, touch Dashbold and Dimension Door back inside the apartment with him.
Okay. I assume Dashbold is willing to be Dimension Doored.
Into the house with me?
Okay. I'll do the plan next
turn after
I've got that hellish rebuke, but that's fine. I wouldn't have done anything.
Yeah, well, I'll do the plan next turn. I just don't want to
do
it with you
well
under
Well done.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know,
all
right?
The babies have gone now.
So. Patty.
So we're back in behind my protective wards, I should clarify.
Yeah, you're in the doors.
I can, 450 feet, I can be in the fucking back of the bar.
Okay, you can be in the back of the bar, but we'll lose sight of him.
That's fine.
Okay.
He loses sight of
you. Oh, wait, I'll go to actually in the bar area so I can like grab a drink if I want to. Like, so I'm like 15 feet from the door.
Okay.
I can still see out, but I can also duck.
Well, no, he's not directly in front of the door. He's to the side of the door.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, like, I'm not going to go to the far side of the bar because I'm going to get out of here if I want to.
That's fine. Patty.
Okay, as I see James and Dashbold disappear, I shout out, "You better be bringing rum!" And take a stab
buddy.
At the glowing metal guy.
Yeah.
The first one, two.
I won't hit.
Okay, so that's two. That's 11. Eight. 19 to hit.
Will not hit.
Yeah, it's very easy to get 20 with plate armor.
Oh, that's
above it.
I was 19 and just sitting there. Like, shit. Well, that's a bardic incident.
A high level rogue.
It's armor. It would have worked. Could have worked. Didn't work.
Didn't work.
This guy is fully armored with glowing red hot armor.
Disengage and I run back towards the house.
Okay.
Am I near Gwen now?
You're 15 feet away from Gwen, who's just inside the door with the baby.
Okay. Gwen, I have something for you. You should come get it. I gotta give you something when you're good.
I don't like the look on your face when you say that.
Trust me.
Never.
That's a good call.
He's coming. Gwen, you gotta stop him.
The mercenaries move in and each make an attack.
It'd be really great if they
mercenaries.
Killed him. They all crit.
They're all barbarians. They're not sure they were.
Why don't you hire a bunch of healers and just heal us the whole time?
Healing magic's not working.
They charge extra now healers? Because...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we should have just hired a bard band
to heal
us. We should
have just got a heap of druids.
Yeah, exactly.
As druids their swords wail down on him, they land quite a few decent hits, but they don't seem to break his resolve any. Dashbold, is now your turn. You're now inside, surrounded by James's bar area.
Minions. Conjure animals. He likes dinosaurs, right? I want to summon pterodactyls. 8 of them.
You've never seen them.
I went to World Mysteria once.
No,
I saw a T-Rex.
Canonically, you haven't. You've seen a T-Rex.
That's another thing.
A giant eagle you could summon?
I don't
but only two of them.
I want a lot of things, not one or two big things. So,
got 5 seconds.
Bears.
I've just got hawks. 8 hawks.
Okay.
Yeah.
You summon them outside or inside?
Outside.
Okay.
Or inside, and they just go out, and they just ravage him.
Sure.
And. As a bonus action, I will Well, I'll give Bardic Inspiration to Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
So a nice heroic tune plays, and then it turns into a bad tune or whatever, and the fire just heats up again on his armor.
Okay.
This just became a three-way party assist with him giving me that inspiration.
Do you want to roll?
Oh, the damage?
Yeah.
Nine.
Two of those are cursed.
Yeah.
All right, Gwen. Oh, no, sorry, Pons. It's your initiative.
Right, reload, shoot again.
Roll to hit.
Come on, just hit. Does a 15 hit?
No. We know a 19 doesn't hit.
Yep, none of those hit.
Okay,
really,
Gwen.
Really good if you didn't give him a fiddle, guys.
Wait, come here, Gwen.
Shut up, I'm coming. What?
I got that glue.
Where is the child?
In her little...
So it's still on you?
No, she...
Okay, I'll trade you.
Can you hand it over?
No.
Okay.
I'll trade you. You give me the child and I'll give you that glue. Shoot it in his face.
Sure, let's try that plan.
So I take the child?
Yeah.
Just put it under the counter next to the rum. Oh, yeah, I'll give you a bottle of rum to give to Patty.
Gonna need that.
It's gonna go so well.
Well, it's better than in person, right? Your distance.
Yeah. So I pop back to wherever it is that I have sight line to...
The door? Yep.
Sure, yeah. And catapult the glue into his face.
Okay.
As instructed by my dear wizard friend.
This is a good plan.
Aren't the mercenaries
this
all around him?
Is as good as all of your other plans.
I don't care about the mercenaries.
What's your DC?
It's a personal question.
Mm, it is, but I do need to know.
My what? My spell?
Spell save DC.
Save DC is...
Third page. Be at the top there.
Yeah, but I haven't even up there. Oh,
8 plus 4 for your proficiency plus your intelligence modifier.
So it'll be 14.
You shoot it, but it glances off one of the mercenaries' heads.
No, it doesn't.
It
goes straight in a straight line.
Yeah.
To the...
And there are mercenaries standing in front of him. He dodges, it hits the wall behind him and immediately sets, locking the glass onto the side of the wall.
Oh, that
at this point, lights start coming on in other buildings, as the disturbance has reached the general populace.
It's just a sick duel.
Yeah, I bet people knows that fucking T-Rex.
Well, it was only there for 1 second.
That was the
2
best
seconds,
second.
Maybe.
The wizard ruined it.
Yeah, it was a T-Rex. I didn't want that. Nobody wants that.
No.
I don't know.
Well, look. Yeah, the people in the
somebody wanted it.
The people in the buildings probably want to see it.
All right. Cornel Oathusk raises his glowing red fiery armor. Oh.
Realizes what he's done, decides to go home and sleep it off.
Pulls on some sort of power, stamps his foot. All of the mercenaries fall on the ground as a shockwave emanates from him.
I love that spell.
Windows shatter behind him. Doors shatter 20 feet away. He points at the door and he says, "Do you have no honor to fight me yourselves?" He pulls a jar from his waist. A bulbous spherical jar with a cork in it. He lobs it in one hand and then pitches it through the open door. It shatters about 10 feet into the bar. Every single person in there, which is everyone, is Dashbold in there?
I teleported him in with me. He's behind bar.
Did I get him back inside?
Yes, you disengaged and ran back in.
Okay.
Make a dexterity saving throw, DC 19.
Is that a disadvantage?
Yes.
Not for me.
All right. I'm going to do Master of War on this.
But when the child does have disadvantage because it's unconscious.
Sorry, what was the save again?
19.
To be honest, he wasn't going to dodge it anyway. So.
Come on, baby.
18. Ooh, that's cool. Roll that again.
You didn't have a stored roll.
Is this
it would
a,
be lower.
Ah.
It was a dex save, wasn't it?
Dexterity, yes.
No, that's a... 25.
Okay.
Which you, I had to burn
pass.
Master of War and Indomitable to survive.
What are all your passes and fails?
Everyone else failed.
I only used my bark inspiration.
Oh, that's everyone else.
26.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
Those who passed take half damage.
I take no damage.
I'm unconscious.
Those who fail take full damage as lightning crackles from point of impact and shoots out at every living thing in the bar. Dealing 19 points of damage to those who failed.
Oh man, I'm just unconscious.
And 9 to those who passed.
Yeah. I just believe the damage.
The damage disappears. It's that simple, guys.
I uncannily dodge it. Oh no, wait. No, I evade it.
In the light, you can't see what goes on outside. It is now James's turn.
Yeah, I'm also unconscious.
I failed my death save.
We're like on top of each other.
Deja vu.
Join us next week for James's next foray into being unconscious.
Patty.
So how far away is he from the door now?
He hasn't moved, 40 feet. It's probably for the best. Someone's got to do it.
I love how you just run up. Stab him, then run away, then run back in.
Actually, that would work. That really would work. I'm gonna try that. Just try to stab him again.
Just shank him.
That doesn't sound like a success sound.
No, it's just because it's not. Bonus action dash. Get back in.
All right. Again, none of you can see what's going on outside.
I'm standing at the window.
They're there. They rolled a 1 on their initiative.
And they're going dashbolt every time their bird talk is like dashbolt.
Are they just going around dashbolt, dashbolt, dashbolt,
yeah,
dashbolt?
It's just a cloud of dashbolt and claws and beaks. Fucking hilarious.
So I can't see them from where I am at the window.
Not with the lightning blinding you.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
But you can hear sounds of combat going on outside.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dashbold, it is your initiative.
Saving throw, death. 9.
That's a failure. Pons, it is your initiative.
Can I see him yet?
Yes. You shake your head and you snap back into regular battle mode. You can see that 2 of the mercenaries are down.
Does he look any more damaged?
Yes, he looks more damaged.
Can you get me up? I can heal people. Doesn't he have a thing?
No.
I can give you 10 hit points.
Oh, you can't,
and I've got minus in medicine, so I really can't help you.
There's no healers.
Yeah, there's no Yuri with his slap of fly.
That's right. All of your 10... All of your 10,000 gold should be spent on healing potions.
All right.
You have like a single healing potion behind the bar.
I didn't have the spells.
But like behind the bar.
No.
No, you have control over the world now, remember?
Oh, yeah. There's a pillow. I fell onto it and I'm having a really good nap.
All right. He just called out.
Oh, actually. So does heat metal go away because it's concentration?
It is gone,
yeah.
Okay.
All right, so he's calling me out for having no honor. I'm going to yell back at him from the window.
From behind a window.
from the window, from my hiding place.
You look smell bad.
No, I'm going to yell out, honor, you attacked an innocent child. You have no honor. And I'm going to attack him again.
This time I'm going to get him.
This time I will hit.
I hope you do.
We're not good at this game.
Nope.
It's all just exhaustion. That's
yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe if you had some honor and didn't throw an exhaustion spell at us, this would be an actual fight. But no, it's just him.
It's almost like he used the weapon against you that you paid someone to take your place before.
I strongly objected to this.
Gwen.
I would I'd just like to point out at this juncture that, you know, season two was meant to be a restart. Like, you were supposed to be able to join season two without knowing or understanding what happened in season one. So therefore, I think bringing this other character back,
I think we should just redo this without this.
Just, like, we should just pretend none of this happened.
Yeah, that's retcon.
But
yeah.
James shouldn't have an arm.
So none of this happened except James losing his arm.
It was a blender accident. Yeah. I had to work the kitchen because my chef was sick. It was terrible.
That's why there's no more cocktails. That's the rule.
Yeah.
All right. I'm kicking back into Gwen mode.
Okay, finally.
You got the DA.
Good.
And I go running out and spearing all my spears.
All right, roll the hit.
Roll higher than 25.
I feel like there's no point rolling. I hit max damage. Bam.
I mean, if you crit, you might.
Yeah. Oh, what do I have to roll to crit?
20.
Sevens or higher, I think, is the normal rule.
I rolled 2 20s with my magic dust.
Unfortunately,
but I saw it.
I also saw it. That's the problem.
All right.
You don't like us winning.
I think that's a miss and possibly a hit.
Well, I fucking hope so.
I've forgotten how to play.
add your strength and your proficiency, or your dexterity and your proficiency, whichever.
No,
yeah.
I'm just checking.
No.
28 to hit?
I don't think a 28 will hit. His AC's technically 30. No, yeah, a 28 will hit.
I mean, it could be.
That'll hit freaking anything. That'll hit Tiamat. Actually, so, 28 will hit.
18 to hit.
Will not hit.
No. Didn't you shillelagh?
You have a D8. You have a D8 to add to that.
Oh, yeah, you can roll a D8 to add to that.
Yeah, you have Bardic Inspiration. You got an 18, so roll
18
a D8.
18 and 8. 8. 6.
That'll hit.
Yes. Oh God,
finally. Magic number's 24,
See,
guys.
When is competent?
He's a minimum of 24.
Okay, what am I... And I'm rolling these because of Shillelagh. That is... Why am I looking at my shield? 6, 12. I feel like it should be more than that. No, it's not.
Are we sure? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you run up and you spear him once through the elbow and then hit him on the side of the head with your spear. It doesn't penetrate, but you knock him stumbling. He's not... Up close, he doesn't look as confident as he does from 40 feet away.
You really do.
It is now his turn.
No more and bombs.
I just want to be really clear about the fact that when, after leaving my bulwark shield over, I had another shield back in the house, but I'm
super clear.
I just want to be super clear about the
I'll
fact.
I'll allow it. You're a shield maiden. You can have shields.
I just have shields.
You just excrete
everywhere.
Them. So a dashboard got his shield.
Can you tell me what your AC is now?
It's a lot higher than that. You know that you have armor.
Yeah, I don't know.
You couldn't hit it anyway if you wanted to.
Assuming that I'd fixed that.
Yeah.
How much is plate armor?
18.
Buy that for everyone.
You can't wear it, I can't wear it.
That's two hits.
Can't wear it.
That's a lot of dice.
That's funny. Put those away, dear.
Why is one of them a... What? They're what are you rolling?
They're all D10s.
D10s. I'm rolling D10s.
Or D100s, probably.
It's 35 points of slashing damage.
Gwenny can eat
that. Is
that
what this looks like from the other side? This is interesting. 35 points.
You crit?
Is your arm coming off?
No.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry, how many did you say I wasn't listening?
35. And then another 14 as his second blow also hits.
Guys, I need to get my calculator.
Welcome to season 2.
49.
However.
49. Oh, no. Minus.
Yeah, you lose 49.
No, that can't be right. I'm just going to check it.
35 plus 14.
I believe James suffered 63 points.
Yep, 63.
Yeah.
And then got up and lived.
Nope. Nope. Paladins hit hard.
Remember that time Yuri killed a Hydra?
Could really use that right now.
I thought I did that. Didn't we do that together as a team?
No, it was all Yuri.
No, you got shot by your husband.
Oh, that's right. That's what happened.
That's what you did.
I have to write that on my sheet.
After he hits you twice, in a move that boggles your mind.
He heals me.
He takes steps away from you.
Yes, he does.
Giving you an attack of opportunity and the three mercs that are also up.
And the hawks.
An attack of opportunity. The hawks are not within range.
This was a poor decision on his part, but I'm going to take it.
Good. Do it.
I think I can also...
The three mercs miss because...
Dashboard hired really shitty overpriced mercs.
He didn't. They get a plus +8 to their attack.
I
they
don't
just
regret hiring.
Low.
At all.
They've done a fair bit of damage to him already, but they just missed that time.
I feel like I've done the most damage.
Technically, I killed a T-Rex in one round. I'm happy, personally.
I will take
a good nap.
All the hawks and the fire and the mercenary damage, and I will put it on a stick here, and it will be my
I'm just rolling one attack. So.
Yes, just one attack.
24 to hit.
That'll hit.
Which hits, and which reduces the creature's speed to 0 for the rest of the turn.
Okay.
Is that sentinel, is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Roll the damage.
Do you reckon my dog's going to walk and get like a healing potion from the neighbors or something?
Six.
You've got to have healing potions in your bar.
I imagine you would.
You've got to, because there's got all these high-end
the damage is
patrons. You've got to look after them.
I'm just going to trust that Kirkin has my back.
He looks annoyed that you're not letting him get away from you. But what's he going to do, James?
I'm going to make a death save.
Yeah.
And just like, nothing, I can't, you know.
Would it be funny if we both die?
Oh, I passed.
Isn't it a disadvantage?
Yes.
Oh, wait, is it not a disadvantage? Because I'm knocked out.
No.
It doesn't make sense,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be mean.
That would make sense. I'm really asleep.
Yeah. Did the baby die?
Patty.
I'm in! I charge in and...
and then I run away again. Yeah, go on.
Committing.
Use the good dice this time. Ooh.
Someone
it's exhausting,
turn.
Guys.
I know, right?
If it wasn't for the exhaustion, I probably would have done a lot of damage.
Yeah, you would have killed him. Right away.
I literally would have died in the same spots. The exhaustion did none of this to me.
Maybe it's the strategy then.
I didn't know he'd have like blind sense and know that someone appeared behind him and then throw me off a roof and cut my arm off. These are all unpredictable actions.
Well, now you know about
Alchemist
the blind
of magic,
sense.
Which I also wouldn't have known. Like, there's all these extra things. So yeah. I feel confident that it's not James' mistake. It's he's a cunt, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Explicit tag. One of the mercenaries hits again, wearing him down a little bit further. And it is now Dashbolt's turn.
Come on, buddy. Nat one. You can do
Dashbolt's it. Dashbolt's dead.
No, it's fine. 12.
12's all around.
Death roll, buddies. Pons.
We roll right, over on each other and now death.
Can I reach him if I run at him?
High five.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to put down my two-handed crossbow, pull out my sword, let it come into existence, and just charge at him.
Do it.
I'm going to attack him.
I dare you.
I am. But before I reach him, as a bonus action, I'm going to do fainting attack.
Gasp!
I'm going to try and make it look like I'm swinging at his head, but in fact...
Is that a save?
No, it just means I get advantage on my next attack against him.
Sweet. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Vote of confidence from the wife over there.
I do.
Would you like my inspiration?
Huh?
Would you like me to inspire you with my words of confidence?
Cold shot, please. Oh, that's probably going to hit him anyway.
Die anyway.
Okay, I take it back.
Right. So my first attack does a... 17 doesn't hit. Second one does a 27 hit.
No, the magic number is 30. We've been over this. A 27 hits. Only a 24. If you get above or below.
If I actually
have an advantage on that first one.
We were fighting Tiamat. pretty happy with how we're going. My house is still standing. We're mostly alive.
I'm waiting for these legendary actions.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Zane forgot about them.
He cannot claim my bar as a lair. So he can get lair as
no,
mine.
Legendary, not lair actions.
Can I get lair actions?
No.
The house in
well,
closes up, saving us all inside.
It's very.
I made a mistake.
Slow,
I did have advantage on that first attack.
Oh no!
Advantage, so I rerolled
it. I've got
your chance. Does a 22 hit?
Yes, a 22 will hit.
All right, I'm going to be dealing.
A 22 will hit.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning.
I'm going to hit him with my sword for 27 points of damage.
Nice.
And then I'm going to action surge. Do it all over again. Whoop. All right.
No, you're not.
I'm not going to hit him with anything, but I'm going to take that bonus action.
Yes.
To try and do a cheeky little hand crossbow shoot.
Just a cheeky little one. Disadvantage because you're within melee. Yeah.
Oh, no, I have crossbow expert.
Oh, excellent.
I just get disadvantage because I'm tired.
Oh, it's so exhausting.
That is not going to hit him.
Okay.
But it looks cool.
But I'm just raging at his face right now.
Yeah, good. As is Gwen, whose initiative it now is.
Again, yeah. Already.
Yeah. Two of your team are just rolling death saves, so there's not a lot to do on their turns. How does it feel to be the sole healer now, Dashbold?
Every D&D game I've played, I've been the healer.
Except when Yuri was there.
Every game I play, I'm like, well, no one's going to do it, so I so it's fine. I'm used to it, 100%.
I pokey-pokey with my pointy stick. One of them we will ignore, but the other one's a nat 20.
Hooray!
Huzzah!
Critical hit.
I decided to get a shield.
Your card is maximum damage to his body.
Fantastic.
He makes a con saving throw.
What's really annoying about that is I already rolled maximum damage.
Oh.
Do I get to like roll a second dice or something?
Yeah. So you get.
Yeah. So maximum crit damage.
2 8s.
Yeah. So 16 points of damage.
No, and another 6.
And another 6?
Yeah.
22 points of damage.
Oh, God, who took that?
No one.
He did.
Oh, thank God.
Gwen crit him.
She's fire giant.
Did you cut his arm off?
No. I need to get better weapons, guys. I haven't upgraded my weapons since I was level 3.
You need a halberd.
Because you upgraded your shield instead.
Technically, my magic's gone down and my arms are gone. I've downgraded
your
all my
arms have gone down.
So, you're doing pretty well just staying static.
Just downgrade your limbs.
Hawks fly in from above that you have not been aware of.
Dashboard.
What?
Where
happening?
Did hawks come from?
I summoned them.
When?
That was my...
Actually, no. That's a con spell. So you're unconscious. They're not there.
They're like, I'm going now.
They literally rolled a 1 on their initiative and then went out of existence before they could do anything.
Fantastic.
Cornell. Faced with this barrage of damage that he doesn't like, takes a step back, twists away... And it's almost like he disappears for a moment.
No.
But Gwen, a hand reaches out, a silver armored hand, just touches the head of the child, still draped on your front, as he turns, moves away, climbs 2 stairs into an alcove built into one of the buildings where he has his back to the back to the storefront, and he says, "If I die, I die fighting, and I take one of you with me."
Sorry, I actually had the kid with me.
Do you?
Yeah, we swapped it for the glue.
Okay, well then he doesn't do that, and he just moves away.
Well, thank God for that. You can grab a handful of glue if he wants. He can't.
Can we roll to see if he touched the glue on the wall? That's funny.
It's already set, because it's so cold.
So the alcove business still happened?
Yes.
Do you make a threat to anyone else, or do you just like he's running away now?
He's not running away. He's disengaged to find high ground where only 2 people can attack him at once instead of the 5 that are currently attacking him.
I get an attack of opportunity even he if he disengages.
Do it.
I'll send it.
Yeah.
Yes.
21 to hit.
Will not hit.
Okay, well, we know what the magic.
You've used your inspiration already.
Yeah. No, but it's not.
Oh no, the dashboard inspiration.
Yeah.
And it is now James's turn. On James's turn, he wakes up with one hit point.
Doggy kisses, right?
No, Defil administering a healing potion, looking panicked.
Aww. You're getting a raise.
You can into his
to real
heart.
Sun.
Yeah, you can sleep in. You can sleep on the bed now.
You can sleep in the building.
Yeah,
now.
You can sleep inside now.
Would he have any more of those for Dashbolt?
Yes, he has. You have five there, five in your bar.
Okay,
kept in a safe box underneath.
I'm going to grab a couple, and I'm going to ask Defil, can you grab one? Can you give Dashbolt one? I'm going to go.
Sure. That's all of your turn, though. You waking up is...
Cool. And yep. I'm going to ready to leave.
Yeah.
So I need him to do the dashboard afterwards. Oh, wait. Can I... Now that I'm awake, can I give the dog an order?
No. That's your whole action.
Okay.
I'm just being
real hard.
Awoken. The mercenaries move into attack. They haven't been given an order otherwise. Yep. Two of them hit. Max damage.
Dashbolt's carrying this fight.
Took out a T-Rex.
Took it out for dinner. Showed it a good time.
And it is Dashbolt's turn. He doesn't get two actions in a round.
I was hoping he had four arms or something. Because he's a wizard. He does weird things with arms. Well,
another 12. Okay. Look at the 12 buddies.
Oh my god, yes.
And now it is Pond's turn.
All right.
Did I get a turn?
Yeah, isn't Yuri's go first?
Sorry, yes, it's
Yuri
Paddy.
Yuri doesn't get a turn.
Yeah,
like
Yuri
Paddy
never
does.
Gets a turn anymore.
Yuri doesn't get a turn.
You never know, he might come right in
I keep,
the sky.
I keep reading Paddy as Dashbolt. No, but it's your turn.
I'm going to throw my dagger.
Okay, do it.
Just in rage, just throw it into the air.
I was thinking more at Oat Husk, but...
Oh, even better. Good plan.
That's cocked.
Oh, thank fuck. It's cocked. No, that misses.
Okay, and your dagger clatters to the stone ground beneath him.
And then whips back to my hand.
And whips back to your hand.
Like a yo-yo.
That's a good trick.
It is a good trick.
Better than the...
Now it is your initiative, Pons.
All right, so he's in an alcove. Is there any exit behind him?
No. There's a door leading in, but it seems closed and locked.
It's a stone alcove, you said?
Yes. It's a stone building.
I really want to throw this Molotov cocktail at him.
I'm going to shatter it.
I will say you will get the three mercenaries
but
as well.
The mercenaries are kind of in the way.
But what about the people in the building?
What if I threw it behind him?
Well, it's still an area of effect.
Mm.
So if it's more than a 5-foot radius, which it is, it's a 10-foot radius, you're going to get him and everyone in front of him.
I have to pay them more if they get like hurt by the same
man. Oh, but it'll be funny.
It's in the contract.
What if they're dead?
I have to pay them twice. I hate that. Don't do that. Actually, if you do that, kill them. So I have to pay them. Wait, they have a company. I have to pay that.
Fuck.
Fucking legalism home. In this stupid city.
Pons.
Oh, I really wish those mercenaries weren't there.
Is the shield wall still...
Yeah.
Is that closer to him?
No. He walked away from that.
In my mind, I have this mapped out very differently.
The shield wall is almost directly in front of the door into the Big Red Dog. He only ever came 10 feet towards it and then has only moved backwards from there.
Okay.
All right, can I hold my... Can I command the mercenaries to disengage and then hold my action to throw a Molotov once they do so?
Yes.
All right, yeah, I'm going to yell out, sick. Men, disengage and get back as I light up a Molotov cocktail and prepare to throw it at them.
Okay. Nice. Gwen.
If they don't move, I did warn them, so contractually...
Yeah. Contractually.
Look who's getting into the legalities.
Yeah. It's all about managing liability.
Risk management.
I might Scorching Ray.
Okay.
Huh?
So much fire on this guy right now. Like, he's... I don't think he has skin anymore. Already.
I think it's three beams, three rolls to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
a D8 each or D6 each.
So your proficiency plus your intelligence, 1 to 5.
All right.
Yeah.
Ooh, 21.
Will not hit.
But this one will.
Roll the damage.
2d6.
2.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled 2 ones, everybody.
Well done. On his turn, he braces himself. He takes a swing at all of the mercenaries in front of him. They make a save.
Yeah.
It's 2 nat 1s and a 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Catching up with you, Zane. All them good rolls.
Two of them fall over dead.
My NPCs do it.
Yeah,
else.
It's bad when it's for us.
Yeah.
Wait, if they die to Oathusk, can we send the bill to Oathusk?
Maybe.
It'll have to be to his
I'll
estate.
Have to check the contract again.
Soon.
James.
Defil, help Dashbold. Can you help? What child is it? I should know its name. I'm good with this.
It's Rupert.
Help Rupert grab Winston and go downstairs to my lab and hide there.
All right.
I'm assuming I gave him a key to the.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Yeah, do it, but thank you. And if I'm not back in a couple of days, this isn't yours. I have family from a far, far town.
We'll see.
Yep. I'm going to cast haste on myself.
Oh, no, why?
Frontline wizard! No! With 1 hit point. It doesn't matter. He did me from max health down to negative 12 in one round.
He could
1 health, 50 health, doesn't matter.
He like could kill you. He could massive damage you, though.
Oh. Bring it on. I'll bring my pro wrestler character and it'll be great. casting haste on
myself.
But
I really like Dimension Door.
Yeah, so do I. How close to him can I get with haste?
You can get within 15 feet of him.
Okay, and then I get a bonus action? Or no, do I get to use another attack with haste? Do you get 2 attacks so I can cast a cantrip? Or not?
Yeah, you can cast a cantrip.
Cool, I'm going to chill touch the motherfucker.
Okie dokie.
Wait, I'm going to not get 50, I'm going to get like 50 feet away from him.
Okay.
As long as I can see him.
Sure, that'll be just outside your door.
So I'll just walk.
Yeah.
And then zap, motherfucker. Don't think I hit though.
Okay.
That was a 16.
No, nope. A 16.
My next one
hit.
Also didn't hit.
Okay.
But he knows I'm alive and I'm like shaking my fist at him like, fuck you.
Okay. Patty.
How far away is he right now from me?
From you? 30 feet. Because you run up and you hit him and then you run away. That's all you do.
So is there anyone next to him right now?
Yes, one of the mercenaries.
Would I get sneak attack damage because I have advantage with a...
No.
No?
No, because you only get advantage when there's no one within 5 feet of him.
Normal sneak attack rules still apply, though.
Oh, well, then you do get sneak attack then.
Excellent. Well, that's what I try to do.
Okay.
Never mind.
All right.
Attack doesn't matter.
Patty just can't wake up enough to shoot well.
He's crunk as well.
Dashbold wakes up.
Yay.
With 1 hit point.
And I spend a lot of time waking up. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, one action. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, awesome.
Hey, buddy.
Bonus action? No bonus action.
No. Bonds, it is your initiative.
Did the mercenary back off?
No.
Oh, disobeying orders.
Yep. Also busy being hit in the face with a sword.
Ooh. Ooh. The molly's lit. Throw it.
Throw it. You can stop it.
You did give him a warning. That's fair.
But keeping people alive, you don't want that on your conscience. Like your sword would be like...
Jeez, these mercenaries are just annoying me. So I am going to, once again, charge at him with the cocktail and my sword. And I am going to pushing attack him.
Okay.
So I am going to, if I hit him, I'm going to spend 1 superiority dice to knock him back 15 feet. He has to make a strength save, though.
I will say you can't push him back 15 feet.
I can push him back into the wall, can't I?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I can throw a cocktail right at his face.
Okay, it still spreads, like it's liquid that sprays.
Yeah, that's fine, but...
Okay, no, do it.
I got to hit him first, though.
Good. I hope you do.
That's not going to hit. Take another swing.
Come on, fighters. Fight.
I would if I wasn't exhausted. Ooh, 25 will hit, though.
Yeah, that'll hit.
All right, so he needs to make a...
He saves. He rolled a 22.
That's enough.
I thought it would be.
Does he get pushed? No, he doesn't get pushed back at all.
Okay.
How have I do the damage to him?
Roll the damage.
Ooh, wrong dice. 11 points of damage.
You push him down onto one knee and you see him convulse as he coughs and blood splatter out through his mouth guard. Overhead, you hear what sounds like some sort of warped gong or giant bell ring, and it shakes the ground, the windows, and your bones. Then it does it again, and then it does it again. From the other end of the street, you hear crunching snow as something invisible is running towards you at a speed that you cannot fathom. It covers 200 feet in less than 6 seconds, and it pushes you out of the way. It doesn't do any damage. As it runs past James, you see a flash of yellow scale, and standing over Cornell's body is a long serpentine draconic figure with no wings but four legs, and it growls at you. Leave him be! Don't kill him. Its breath smells of salt water and rotting fish. Gwen. This creature is about 50 feet long.
It's pretty long.
And you can see in the tracks that it has actually actively avoided both you and James, and only through necessity had to push Pons out of the way to guard over Cornell's body. You do?
Scream shillelagh. No. I tentatively, but still with
you got tension, up.
Yes. Shift my shield out and hold my spear up a little and
kill it.
Proclaim that I will lay down arms if we never see him again.
Roll inside for me as it pauses before replying.
Never mind.
It's a negative, isn't it?
Yeah. A six.
It pauses. Can't read its face because it doesn't look like any dragon you've ever seen, but it is no doubt a dragon. And it says, yes.
But in a shifty way.
Hesitant way.
Are we still in initiative?
Yes.
I'm going to ready action to attack if it comes any closer.
Okay. Cornell. Rolls a death saving throw. James.
I'm going to step out and address the yellow creature.
Do you?
I'm sure you mean no harm. And had you have been here 5 minutes ago before he was draping the child of my friend in front of me, I probably would have listened. And I'm going to magic missile Cornell at sixth level.
Okay.
Sick.
Do you still want
my... Do you need
my...
damage? Oh, I...
No, he's dying,
yeah,
so...
Bam, 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 bam.
Bam, 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 bam. I'm right next to its head, man.
Sorry, third level, I apologize.
Is it sure?
Six? Can you dispel the dragon now?
I didn't think you had a six-level spell.
I don't have any. I mean, yeah.
Just dispel the dragon.
What?
Just dispel it. I'd go inside. Never come out again.
James, make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, I don't want to.
Yeah, take control.
That
wouldn't
make any saving throws. What if I just don't roll it? Do you need my inspiration
now?
No,
I was thinking, I'm inside my house. I just put the shield up. Seven.
You pass.
A cloud of white.
Oh. This doesn't sound good.
Billows from the dragon's face as you go unconscious, as all over your bare skin starts stinging. and the smell of salt intensifies.
But my spell hit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's whatever.
Yay.
All of you who are conscious, your eyes are drawn to the sky as fire fills it entirely. Spreading out from the center of Unthalas, most likely above the city gardens, heading towards you and out over the ocean, a wave of fire bigger than you can estimate. In its wake, you see words written tall in the sky over and over again throughout Unthalas. They say, "Bring us your hero."
Off you go, James.
I got this, lads.
The words hang for a very tense minute or so before they start dissipating. Defil comes out, gives James a healing potion.
That's good. He's paying for himself.
However, as the words dissipate, they start to fall and turn into missiles. One slams into the ground about 400 feet closer to the city centre on the street of James's house. As the fire clears, you see about a dozen demonic creatures emerge.
Get back in the house.
Get back in the house.
And we'll leave it there.
Do you know what we could use against all these demons? Paladin.
You know, that probably would help.
And that is where we would leave our marshals this week, out of the frying pan and into the fire. Join us next week to see what this new threat entails. A big thank you, as always, goes out to Alex Smith for our theme tune, to Matt Garbutt for our character art, and to Tabletop Audio and BattleBards for supplementary music used in this episode. As always, if you want to get in contact with us, we are available on Facebook, we are available on Twitter, we are available on email. If you want to learn more about the characters and the players or any of our other sister podcasts, thatsnotcanonproductions.com has all of that information and more. Thank you again to all of our patrons. We love you, we love what you do, and we love what you give to us. If you want to become a patron, patreon.com/lawanddisorder. As always, I've been Zane C. Weber. Thank you for listening.
Hey, James and Riley, how you going?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, Curtis. What's up?
Oh, mate, we're doing a promo now, right now, for our new podcast.
Well, what's it called?
It's called Unfeatured Articles. Well, what do we do? Thank you for asking, Riley. We look up every week the weirdest that Wikipedia has to offer. We dive into the comedic trenches of that website and find pure gold, baby. Pure sexy gold.
And we put it all on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and wherever you find your podcast. So please find us on Facebook, etc. Unfeatured Articles.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.